This is Marketplace. I'm Amy Scott. Here's an acronym you'll probably hear a lot more in the near future, PFAS. The so-called forever chemicals are used in products like nonstick pans and waterproof jackets and are suspected of causing cancer and other health problems. Several states have banned their use in things like food packaging, cosmetics, and firefighting equipment, and many more are considering legislation this year. The Mountain West News Bureau's Madeline Beck reports now on an effort to ban one particular kind of PFAS product, ski wax.
I'm up at Bogus Basin, a ski resort outside Boise, Idaho. A warm day means slightly slushy snow, but folks are trickling onto the ski lift all the same. In the rental building, manager Eric Strubar buffs the wax on a child's ski. Strubar says he heard about PFAS being a problem in high-end ski waxes a few years ago. The chemicals had been on skis and boards in various forms for decades already.
There were myriad of powders and different things, and then waxes that were mixed, you know, had them mixed into it.
Now there are a number of races where the substance is actually banned. That came after concerns about people manufacturing and regularly using the waxes, as well as worries about the environment. But Strubar says as long as the playing field is even, that's what matters to competitors most.
I haven't heard any complaints.
PFAS wax, also called fluoro or fluorinated wax, does make skiers go faster than older alternatives, especially in cross-country races. But research shows the wax can contaminate the snow and ground. Gail Carlson is an assistant professor at Colby College in Maine. Her son was a Nordic racer, and she was concerned about the waxes. So after a race in 2020, she went to the start line and tested the snow.
And the snow was so contaminated that the testing lab that did our work for us, you know, asked me, like, what is this sample?
As I mentioned earlier, it's now against the rules to use PFAS wax in certain races. But racing organizations have been taking a measured approach that makes things a bit confusing now. Rules depend on the types of PFAS, whether a race is in the U.S., who's running the race, and what event it is.
Cross country has gone all in on a fluoro-free environment.
That's Stephen Poulin, managing director of Brav USA. Brav owns ski wax leaders Swix and Toco. Poulin says that while rules are complicated now, the future of wax is PFAS-free. His company no longer makes PFAS waxes, thanks to millions spent on a research project it started in 2009.
We knew there was different chemistry out there that was just better for the environment.
The EPA did fine Swix in 2020 after its PFAS wax imports violated the Toxic Substances Control Act. Still, Poulin says that the outcome of EPA's sanction was a good one, including a $1 million public education campaign about PFAS wax.
I think we're going to all be able to look back and go, wow, that's how it's supposed to work. That's really how it's supposed to work.
If PFAS waxes are banned worldwide, there are scanners of a sort to detect it in the field, but they don't work perfectly yet, and not everybody has one. Still, bans alone could work. Maine ordered industries to phase out all kinds of unnecessary PFAS uses by 2030, including ski wax. That's thanks to research like Carlson's in Maine, and the ski area that she tested a few years ago is also banning PFAS wax. So she went back to see how the ban was working.
Another research student and I went out and gathered snow again at the start line right after the race, and there was hundreds of times less PFAS contamination in the snow.
Ultimately, those in the ski wax industry say their successes show that other kinds of industries can make the move away from PFAS too, but that will likely take millions of dollars in research and more efforts to find effective alternatives. In Boise, Idaho, I'm Madeline Beck for Marketplace.